Hey, good morning. This past week's daf was daf Lamed Beis, third perek of Maseches Yuma. Okay, we're already heading our way into the Seder of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's kedai to open up a chumash in the beginning of Parshas Achrayimos. You have over here, just for the Cheshbonos, the Mekoidis, the sources in the Sugya over here. The Gemara starts like this, from three lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan. A braisa as follows. Uvo Aaron al Oy Moed. There's a pasuk over here. Okay. In Parshas Achrayimos, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Pasuk Chav Gimel in the Seder HaPsukim, after the Pasuk talked about the soil Azazel, the Pasuk says, "Avo Aaron l'oil moed, ufar shas bigdei habor asher lavash bevoy el hakodesh v'nicham shom." The Pasuk talks about Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, who is doing the avoda. And this pasuk over here, it's not clear what he's coming to do here, right? What's he coming? Pasuk talks about changing of begodim. What's he coming to do? So the Gemara, this is what the Gemara first mentions. So the Gemara, "Varal amoy lama huva enei ba'al lahoiti es akaf besamachta." What he's coming to do over here, he's coming to remove the kaf, the machtam, which the psukim talk about, that Aaron comes on Yom Kippur into the kotri kotrim, b'zeisi of Aaron. Ayove b'choleis, the pasuk says, ki'im ba'onon. And the pasuk, Yudbeis v'lokach l'hamach togach l'yesh, that he comes into the kotri kotrim with a machta, a fire pan, some kind of shovel that has in it gach l'yesh, and he puts the k'toris, special k'toris from the chofnov, the mouth of k'toris, lifnaiv lifnim, mentioned before, and then he leaves it there. And later on, he removes it. So that's the pasuk over here is referring to. So this would be an entering into the kotri kotrim. Uba Aaron loyal moed lama huba enibel lahoiti sakaf es hamachta. He's coming to remove the kaf and the machta. Now this is something that he's doing with the big day lovin. Now the braisa continues and says as follows. The gears on the side that we have would seem to be easier. V'chol ha'parsha kula nemral ha'seder chutz mipasuk zeh. I keep sure that these are two different points that we're saying over here. Point number one is what's happening, right, in this pasuk. And point number two, as far as the seder ha'psukim, zok to braisa, an additional point. That the whole parsha over here, as it's written, the different avodas that were done are in the proper order that they were done. It's written as they were supposed to be done. Chutz mipasuk zeh, except for this pasuk. This pasuk is not in the proper place. The removal of the kaf namachta actually was done really later. Right, Rashi Nechumash also brings this. Actually, the Kaf Machta was done, let's say, after Pasuk Chav Hei. fact, the Seder in the way the Pesukim are written over here is that Aaron goes to the Oel Moed, v'hoyis l'kav ha'machta, and then the Pesuk says that he's changing from the Big Day Lova to the Big Day Zov. But Yotzav also say Losav ves Eles Ha'om. The oil over here that he does, this is on the Mizbeach Achitzen, Big Day Zov, and the Chel of Achat is Akter Mizbecha, and he'll be Makter the Murim of the Chatos that was mentioned before in the parasha. So over here is really the point that he goes to take the calf in the machta. Right, if you look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi mentions this over here. Pasuk Chov Beis, who bought Aaron and Oil Moid, the Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Seinu she'ein zeh mekoyim shal mikra zeh. This is not the place of this pasuk. That means that when they did the avodah, it actually wasn't done over here. The pasuk which talks about v'nosnu tam ledevreim, and they explain v'omru kol pashukul nemral haseh. This agamor is quoting agamor kol pashukul nemral haseh. The chosmi biyazu shehi achar asias elosay v'elas ha'om v'haktoras emure par v'soyer shenasim v'chutz v'big dezov. That in truth, this pasuk really should be a few pesukim later on, after he brings the oila, oilosev, oilas ha'om, and he's matir the emurim, parvisor. Those things are done b'chutz in the big days of. Then he's going to go back, put on the big day. Lovon and be moitz the kafel machta. V'tavel mekayish poishton v'lovish big day lovon. Now change uval oil moed. For what lahoitzi es a kaf es a machta shehikte bo haktoris lefnav lefnim. Right, that's what he's going to be doing right now. And then the pasuk says the forash is big day habad achasher tziyim. That's the hemshah of the pasuk. Then he's going to remove the clothing that he wore when he was moitz the kaf. And the machta, when he moved there, because he went to the kachikodim, was wearing big day lovan. Ufar shan is big day abad, and he removes the big day lovan achar shetzim, after he removes the calf and the machta. Those are the two utensils which were used for the teres. After the teres was finished burning, he's taking them out of the kachikodim. Now, the loivish big day zov, with tomet shal ben harbayim, and now he put on the big day zov for the next part, which was the Tamash al Ben Harbayim. Okay, and Rashi over here gives us the full study. We'll see by us anymore. Okay, but that's what we're referring to. So Nochmo, so the two points over here. The first point is that Avaran al Oyel Moed, what's he coming in for? What's he coming to do? The answer, he's coming in to be Moiti, the Kaf, and the Machta. Now this is something which was done, this was done with Big Day Lovon. Now, in the order of the Psukim, it would seem that this is just a continuation of other things that he was doing before with the Big Day Lovon, the Pasuk mentioned, the Teres, and the Dam of the Par, and the Soyer, which were also done Lifnim. Also, so as far as the Seder HaPsukim would be concerned, would be mashma, that Haitzach and Kafa Machta was a continuation of this, right? Wearing the same begotten that he was wearing the steps before. Now he goes and he continues. However, the Gemara says that this pasuk is out of order. This pasuk really is later. There were things that were done by Chutz before, right? And therefore there was a change of begotten, right, between twice, actually, right? One change of begotten from the Big Day Lovon to do these things, right? Eilei ve'el ha'om and the haktara, and then once again a change back into the Big Day Lovon to be moitzi the kaf and the machta, right? And the Gemara says that actually the change of the bilam is really what's causing us to say that the psukim are out of order. Let's see. So the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? What's making us say that the pasuk is out of order? Obviously, we have to have a reason why to say the pasuk is out of order. Rav Chizda says Gemiri. Zakrash halacha moshe Sinai. You have a kabbalah halacha moshe Sinai. Chomish tefilos v'asar kedushin tevil koyin gadol u'mekadosh boi bayom. We have the halacha moshe Sinai. We have given over that on Yom Kippur the koyin gadol is tevil 5 times, and he does kiddush yadayim raglayim 10 times, and we know that this is done, these tefilas and kiddush were done when he changes his begadim. And if we were to learn the psukim according to that order, were we to say that it actually happened as the psukim are written, we're only going to have sholosh tefilos. That is only going to be a cheshbon of 3 tefilos, and each tefilah has 2 kiddushin. So, in order to fill the number of 5, there has to be something which over here which is out of order, and therefore, what we're going to do is that something that, as the psukim say, that according to the order of the psukim, there was no change, we're going to have to rearrange the order of the avodas to put in some change in between, right? And what we're doing now is that within the order of the avoda of the with big day lovon, what we're doing is that we're putting in between that our actual avodas which were done with big days of. That's we're requiring change number 1, right? And then that's going to mainly require change number 2 as we continue, right? So we're splitting up. That's what we're doing. Right, we're splitting up the avoda the way the Torah writes it as far as the big day lovin. That there was a hefsek, there was a split in between. There was avoid, there was big day zov done over there. Right, so that gives us the additional 2 tefillahs changing from the big day lovin into big day zov, and again from the big day zov back into the big day lovin. Right, that's what Gemara is saying. So let's hear that again. So we have psukim over here that according to the way the psukim are written, were the avodah to have been done in the order of the psukim, so there's only going to be a cheshbon of 3 changes, right? Because we start with the, like we'll see in Rashi, right? We start with the avodah of the korban tamid, that's done with the big day zov. Then we'll be changing into the big day lovan, and then once again being changing into the big day zov. And Zot Gemara, we have a Kabbalah Olchem Shmi Sinai that there was 5 tefillahs, which means that there was a cheshbon of 5 changes. So if so, there must have been something else which has actually happened in between, not according to where the order that pasuk says. There has to be something over here which is out of order in order to create that the additional 2 changes. Right? In order to do, but to do that, what must be happening is something's out of order, and something which, according to the order of the psukim, would seem to be a number of things that were done in the big day love, and actually there was a hefstik in between. There was big day zov done in between, and that's where you have the additional 2 changes, big day love into zov and zov back into big day love. Mm-hmm.
Is it explicit about the taking out of the machta of the gaf of the machta? Mm-hmm. The psukim speak out that he goes back in. Or that just of our and Alameda that we're learning that possible.
That's what I was going to ask.
We don't.
I have a question why it's not. I don't want to interrupt, but they had a question like, why, of all the things that are listed, that's not mentioned anywhere, and why is it out of order? Also, if anybody, like, any of them, Farshim, talk about that.
Okay, that's all valid questions.
I just don't know what the words mean in the Gemara, but Ike Sidron. Like, we're putting var and olam off to the side right now. We don't know what to do with that pasuk. We just want to know.
No. It means that if it was according to the order.
Meaning, we're establishing that because of the halacha moshe Sinai that it's not out of order.
Out of
order. Var and olam doesn't seem to fit.
No. Well, the truth is that in itself is a question. You know, how do you know what to rearrange, right? Right. But this is what these are the pieces the Gemara is telling us, that as the psukim say, we're going to have a problem with Halacha Mishum Sinai, which tells us that there were five changes. And according to the way the order of the Avodah, you don't have five changes. So therefore, must be, the only answer to that must be, if Halacha Mishum tells there were five changes, and the Pasuk over here is just telling us what was done, not necessarily that this was the order, of course, without any reason to say that we have to assume this is the order, but because of this contradiction that we have, so that's what's causing us to say that, well, it must be that this is not the actual order, this is just the avodas that were done, but the exact order must have been different in order that it should give us the number of tefillahs that the Halacha Mishum Sinai says. And that's what gets us to start thinking that something's out of order. Now, as far as, first of all, you know, you want to know, how do you know that the Mach Kaf and Machta was out of order, right?
I just want to know how to plug it in. That's what I'm saying. Va'ar and Olamei, it doesn't really fit. I guess there's no explanation for those words necessarily. What's the
No, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara is not even yet saying that, right? That's a question on top of that. But the Gemara Kipshute seems to be saying that we need to make a rearrangement over here because the way it is over here, we don't have the five tefillahs. So something must be out of order. That's so far all we know. Right? Now, the Gemara picked this pasuk, which talks about the Kafa Machta, to make it out of order. Right? Okay. Now things work. Now you have the right to ask, how do you know?
Signs that it's a Kafa Machta. What? It doesn't say it. First, the signs that
right.
He's talking about Kafa Machta.
I think that's what Timmy was bothering Shimmy. It's two separate points. It's one that the Pasuk doesn't say what it is, and therefore the Gemara tells us it's the Kafa Machta. And secondly, right, an independent point is that if we follow the Seder B'sukim, we're going to have the wrong amount of tefillos, right? So therefore, it has to be out of order. But that's separate. Those are the two. Right?
We'll see. In a minute, l'chayr that, you know, even if this pasuk was something else, still this pasuk, l'chayr, if you like Tosfos says, would have been the one that was out of order. Right? I'll leave it to Emes, you know, that it is. And in the Nechnam, you could ask that, you know, why did the Torah write this one out of order? Right? Yeah. So the first step that we're saying over here is because of this contradiction of Halacha Mishum Sinai, and the Seder HaAvodah, according to the way it's written, that's causing us to make some kind of adjustment. We have to change something over here. So the only possibility that we have to do is to say that must be that the Avodahs that are written in the Pesukim were not actually done, were not supposed to be done in the way they were written. Mm-hmm. Something's out of order. Right? And the Gemara decides that what's out of order is this Pesuk over here, over Aaron, which the pasuk in Big Day, you know, about doing an avoda with Big Day Lovan, and that pasuk is out of order. Now, as we started mentioning before, you do have the right to ask the question that, you know, what made us decide that this pasuk is out of order, right? You know, we know that you need to make some kind of arrangement. You need to be mafsik in the avoda of the Big Day Lovan. Right, because it's all in one block, the way the pasuk puts it, and that's the problem that we have, that we don't have enough. So we gotta send in between, right? We gotta be mafsik, gotta make something, some kind of the big day, something in Bilovan happening later, and avoid the big day zov in between.
But what I mean, just mathematically, what other thing could have been out of order to get you to five tefillos?
Well, let's put the Torahs later. I mean, you know, whatever you want. Right?
Well, you can't have the Keteris before, I mean, you can't have the Keteris after the taking the
Kafa Machta.
Right.
Let's put the whole thing later, right? Or put the, you know, right? You know, what the, of the Avoidas that were done bifnim, it was the Keteris and the dam of the Par, right? Par and the Sawyer. Right, so theoretically,
so you can then split the right,
yeah, right. Split that.
You could also make a split in some of the avodas of Big Day Zav. No, instead of doing, let's see, there are some of them where he's doing multiple things at one time. So I guess in theory, you could have split.
Okay, I mean that's what we're saying. You know, you're taking something from the, you know,
right.
Then you wouldn't have two entrances if you didn't have split in the big day in something that you're doing bifnim, you wouldn't have two entrances into the.
Well, he's going to have to be split. Right. You're going to have to split it with the big day lover. I mean, it's really two of the same thing, right?
Yeah, they say
the split it in half. Let's say bringing to this eyeless or whatever you're bringing in. So one.
Well, I think that's the same. That's I think.
You still have to split.
Same idea.
You still have to go twice into the Keshe Kedashim.
Yeah.
Regardless. Okay.
So this is more or less what Tosfos is asking, right? The second Tosfos over here asks this question. Exactly how he asks it is something which needs explanation, but that's the side of his question. You see how he asks. In time of knowing the high cross shalayala say the nemat famous shar kroy, right? That's what he's saying. How do you know that this pasuk is the pasuk out of order more so than the other pasukim? Right? And he continues on exactly how he wants to ask the question. Right, but this is the question that you have to ask. That knows we see the setup, we see where the Gemara is heading. That there has to be something out of order. But you know what made us decide that this is this pasuk over here, which has this avodah over here, is the one that's out of order. Yesh Loimer. Let's jump down to Tosfos Teretz. Yesh Loimer. Im Isa do lo have a hefsik ben itzos kafu macht la vayda sayem shel fonel lo manem bo u bo ar fi ha hasam kai at this is says over here something that Jimmy touched on that the pasuk itself has some kind of mashmois that there has something happened in between this and the other avodas that were done with the big day lavan. And the fact that the pasuk says Ubo Aaron al oil moed, it would sound like that this is not a continuation of what was done before. That's what Tosfos says. Now things get a little difficult over here because once you tell me that the pasuk itself has a mashmois. So when the Gemara, a step before, had said, how do I know that the Pasuk is out of order? So you just told me it's much more than the Pasuk. So then, why do you have to relate it to the Lachem Shem Sinai, the number of tefillahs? You tell me the Pasuk itself has that much more. So that's what Tosfos continues to ask. So when the Gemara asked, how do we know that it's out of order? Here, sometimes we're running into a little problem over here. Right? The question this that we start over here is fine. Right? As far as Lachem Sinai, that tells me that something's out of order. The question is, how do you know what's out of order? The answer is, well, there's mashmois in the pasuk, and there's something in the pasuk which in itself indicates that it's out of order. So if that's true, so then I don't need the Lachem Sinai, I don't need the problem of the number of tefillahs. The pasuk it says itself has that mashmois. That's what Tosfos is asking. That's what Tosfos asks over here.
It's not a stira. It's not a stira. It's just that it fits. At the end of the day, it would fit.
Yeah, definitely. No. He's asking, why does the Gemara have to come on to the contradiction as if that's the only thing which is forcing us to say this? Mitzad Echad is not sufficient, right, to direct us to this pasuk, right? The contradiction as far as right, the tefillahs just tells us something's out of order. We don't know what's out of order. So how do you come to this? The answer is because there's some indication in the pasuk itself. If it's an indication of the pasuk itself, then I don't need that, right? The pasuk itself indicates that it's out of order, right? So we have to explain how there's some kind of combination between the two which leads us to this. So on that, Tosfos says over here, because we're not going to get involved in this, but Tosfos says, V'yeshlema d'havamina g'zeres ha'kosav hu sh'yetzi kafu ma'achta l'acha g'mar avoydes p'nim v'shuv choyze l'fnim u'poyshes b'gdei ha'bad v'nichem shom v'shuv yetzi v'oysa elev el ha'om. Tosfos says that even though there is an indication in the pasuk about going in, but I could have and I would have translated that in a way that it wouldn't make really create a hefsek. I wouldn't have that. There's a cost of that he has to enter and change. He has to enter a second time, even without re-enraging the avodas. What Tosis is saying, but the point in Tosis over here is, you'll see to work it out. But what Tosis is saying is that this pasuk over here, even though it's mashma that he's going in, but that in itself is not enough of a reason. I could have understood it. I don't have enough of a hechel to force me to make the avodas that are out of order, and therefore I would have understood it even without making the avodas out of order. That there's a cause that he has to do it in this fashion. Only after I have the contradiction. So the contradiction mitzadecho doesn't tell me which pasuk. This pasuk has an indication that he's going in, and he's changing from what he did. So it makes sense to say that this is the pasuk that's making that change. And that's what Tosis comes out. That's why you need both. Tosis is saying, mitzad the. Like we asked, mitzad the halacha mishpina, we don't know which avodah. There is an indication in the pasuk, but the indication in the pasuk itself wouldn't justify us to rearrange the order of the avodahs, and that's why only with a tzirif of both of them. The halacha mishpina says that something's out of order, right? We need that in order to allow us to say something's actually out of order. Now we have a question that what's out of order? Now that it's mistaver, that this is the one that's out of order. But if we wouldn't have something to tell me that it's out of order, then I wouldn't have the right to make it out of order, and I would have translated the pasuk that he's doing things even though it's in the Seder HaDvarim.
I'm just saying, without the halacha Moshe Sinai, so he's going to take out the Kafa Machta as he's finishing the Avodas with Fnei of Nim, right? Without an interruption, he's not doing any Avodas Shebuchutz, but he's just changing the Begadim. Is that what you mean to say? So he's wearing Big Day Bud, he's in there, he does everything.
Tosis says, to have a mean exist the cause of Husha, Yoitzi Kafel Mach, Lach, Gomar, Avoidus Pnim, Vishuv, Choyze, Lefnim, then he'll go in again, Upoishes, Big De Abad, Venichim Shom. Right? That's what that would be. Vishuv, Yoitzi, Vaoise, El, Veel, Ha'om. That's what he'll do. Right? He'll go in again, after.
So at that point, he would only have three checks.
In other words, he would go in and out, but without doing an avoda in between, and therefore not have to do any changes.
He would just have three changes.
Right. And, you know, an unnecessary in and out. But that's what we're saying. It will be, we'd rather translate as there's a cost of, because we don't have at this point something to justify us to make the avodas out of order. It's only the halacha mishmer Sinai, which is to give us the right to say that there's something out of order. So now the question is, what's out of order? So that it makes sense that this is what the Torah means to that this should be out of order. All right, so that's the tzirus, that's the combination that Tosis learned in the Gemara over here.
Side point, before we saw this in Tosis, where do we think he leaves the clothes before he gets undressed? The Big Day Bod, the Big Day Lavan.
What do you mean?
Sounds from Tosis that he goes in and he undresses there, and which doesn't make sense.
Right.
He's taking off his big deal oven in the Keshet Dajan.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds strange. Is that how we understood before we got to Tosis?
No.
Earlier.
No, you want to know where the change was? No, the change definitely was out, right? Mm-hmm. The change was out. The way we translate the psukim, alibi the MS is uvo arno oyamoyid. He's wearing the bidei lovin. He goes in to b'mayis the kafel machta. Then he comes out. Then uposhad his bidei habar shalav hashpavel hakadosh v'nichem shom. Right. Rochas is besor, and he puts on the big days off. Right, this is all done outside. Okay. So let's hold things over there. Right. So this just explains to us a little bit better to understand how this first part works over here. That what's forcing us to say that the psukim are out of order, and what's directing us to which pasuk is out of order. Right? It's like a combination. Tosis is saying of two things. we have the Halacha Mishnah Sinai, which is telling us the number of tefillas, the number of changes, and that doesn't stem with the Pesukim, so we know something is out of order. And there's a Mashmois in the Pasuk, which would direct us to say that this is the thing which is out of order. As Taisus speaks out, that but without the Halacha Mishnah Sinai, we wouldn't have the right, just because of the obscure Mashmois in the Pasuk, and what the Pasuk would tell me to do, I wouldn't have the right to say that's out of order, and I would rather translate the Pesukim that he's entering again, you know, unnecessarily, right, rather than, and keeping the order, rather than to take things out of order. So that's why I need the two things. Okay? That's the first thing that the Gemara talks about. Okay, so let me just want to just reiterate one point, right, because there's another important question which is going to arise as soon as we learn the next piece of Gemara. But let's hear what we just said. We just said that because of we needed to know what the basis of rearranging the Pesukim are, making the Pasuk out of order, that's because there exists a Halacha Mishnah Sinai concerning this. What's the Halacha Mishnah Sinai? So Gemara says the Halacha Mishnah Sinai is that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was tovel 5 times and he did Kiddush and Dayan Reglaim, which means that he washed his hands from the Kiyar, his hands and feet from the Kiyar 10 times. Right, in conjunction, right, twice with each tefillah. Right, that's what the Gemara tells us. Fine. If so, let's proceed. Tanya. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin l'chomish tefillahs v'asor kiddushin sh'tevel kohen gadol mukadesh b'ebayin. Bryce starts. Bryce wants to know, what is the source? How do we know that the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is Toivel 5 times, and he does Kiddush Dayan Reglaim 5 times. Talmud Loimar, he brings a posik. Ubo Arne Loyal Moide Foshes Bigla Bash of Rochas Besar Bemakam Kodesh. The law of Ashes Bigodov. Brings a posik. Right, before we get involved in the posik itself, but let's just talk general what's happening over here. Again, the question was, how do you know that there are 5 tefillahs and 10 kiddushin? The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk. We'll see the machlek is telling them exactly what the pasuk is. But the question that comes to mind right away is: then we're saying, didn't we just say a second ago that halacha mishum sinai? Why are we looking for pesukim over here? We just said, right? It's halacha mishum sinai that a kohen gadol. Right? So I don't need sources in the pesukim. Why are we looking for pesukim? So the tap toisvus, gemiri, chamisha chomesh tefilas, temeli. If it is a hilchasa, if the hilchasa is halacha mishum sinai, which tells me that, which is the source of how I know that the tefillas and the kedushin were done, so what's the continuation of the gemara? Why is Marmari being psukim for this? The Yesh Loimar answers Tosfos, Ilav kro havamino chomish tefillas yitvol afilu bezeach hazeh. Kulam b'yachad. If not for the posik that the Gemara brings, that I wouldn't know that the tefillas are in conjunction with the changing of begodim, and I would have thought, in order to fulfill the halacha mishmir sinai, afilu b'zeach hazeh, kulam b'yachad. L'hochi itzrich kro. So therefore, I need the psukim. What the psukim are telling me is that the tefillas are done by the change of begodim. Fine. So now, once you have the psukim, so what do I need the halacha mishum sinai for? Why was there such a halacha mishum sinai? If the halacha mishum sinai is not sufficient in giving me the whole picture, and I need the psukim that they'll direct me to me when these tefillas were done, so fine, so everything is from the psukim, so I don't need the halacha mishum. Why was there such a halacha mishum sinai? Ve'ilav hilchasa havamina eina mishana mi'avoid la'avoida ela gimel po'amen. But without the hilchasa, I would have thought that eina mishana mi'avoid la'avoida ela gimel po'amen that I have lo gimel tefillas v'suloi. Zog toisvis that the psukim themselves just tell me that when there's a change, that's when you need a tefillah, right? But as far as the order of the psukim, It's only three. Right? So the Lachem Shmi Sinai tells me that there's a total number of five. Now, if you didn't have the psukim, then you wouldn't know that these five are in conjunction with a changing. Right? So that's why the Gemara is saying that. So what the Gemara actually is looking for when the Gemara is bringing the psukim, that we want to know, where do we know that the tefillas are in conjunction with the change of begodim? Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. The fact that the tefillas exists, that's Lachem Shmi Sinai. Right? That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Right? Because Lachem Shmi Sinai is that there are five. Right? But how they're done, this that they're done in conjunction with a change of begodim, that we first see in the psukim, right? So that's what the Gemara is looking for the, as far as the psukim are concerned. Now, according to this, right, it comes out that now when we talk about that first piece of Gemara, when the Gemara said that what forced us to say that the psukim are out of order, right? It's taka means the conjunction of the two things. Whereas the mere halacha mashina, according to what we're saying now, doesn't talk at all to a change of begodim, right? If we just had halacha mashmi sinai. So when that Gemara originally said that because of the halacha mashmi sinai, that's what forcing us, of course, that means in conjunction with the psukim, right? The five tefillas, and now we learn from the psukim, the hemshach Gemara, that the tefillas are in conjunction with the changing of begodim, right? So when you put the two together, so now you have a problem with your number, right? That's what the Gemara, that's what's coming out according to this. Right, Tosis is just telling us another similar to thing that we discussed before, that you know that there's the things that are working over here in combination. Right, each thing is not telling us a full thing. The Lachem Shmi Sinai doesn't talk at all about a change. So that's what I just want to point out. So when that, according to this Tosis, that when the Gemara originally said that what forced us to change to stay the psukim out of order. It's taka not merely because of the Lachem Shmi Sinai, right? Because Lachem Shmi Sinai itself doesn't mention anything about tefillah in conjunction with changes, right? Only after you know from the pasuk that because of a change, that's the time and that's what's requiring the tefillah. So now the Lachem Shmi Sinai tells me that there were five, and now that I know that it's in conjunction with the change of the God, now I have a problem. The psukim only mention three. So it must be that they're out of order. Right? That's how the tzura of the Gemara, right? So when you put things together, you see there's a lot of background to where this came from. Now this is how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim over here. He's also bothered by the same question. You see what Tosfos Yeshanim is? In this print, it's the first wide line. Right? Oh, you see it over there, Menachem? Gemiri, right. Chomesh Tfilas. Zokat Taisa Shalom, Lav Hochi Gemiri Luhu to Chomesh Hain. Lav Hochi Gemiri Luhu to Chomesh Hain. The Mikro Nafka. That the Halacha Moshe Sinai. We don't learn from over here the Chomish, the Mikra Nafka. We learn from the Pasuk. El Shinei Avodais Gemiri Luhu, Mumela Yesh Ben Kol Achas VaAchas Tfila. Avo Bahalochal Mosh Misina Eloi Huska Tfilas. That the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying over here, I believe what he's saying is like this, that the Lachem Shmi Sinai never mentioned anything about tefillas. Right? The Lachem Shmi Sinai really is just talking about five changes. Right? Right? This Hatik Mora says that the Chomesh tefillas is only after we know that the tefillah comes along with the change. But actually, the Lachem Shmi Sinai really tells us that there were five changes. Right? That's what the Lachem Shmi Sinai is. The Psukim tell us that the tefillas with the changes. So as far as what the order of the psukim really doesn't need the tefillas, right? We just need to know that there were five changes, right? So therefore, that when the Mor originally said that because of the halacha mashmi Sinai, right, that's how we know psukim are out of order. That's because Lachman tells us that there were five changes. Five changes must be psukim which are out of order. But as far as the fact that the tefillah comes along with the change, that taka wasn't part of the Lachman Shmesina, and that's what the Gemara is looking for. Shinei avoid is gemiru luhu. Right? That Lachman Shina was the changes of the avoidis. Umemele yesh ben kol achas v'achas tefillah. Which we learn from the Pesukim. Avo ba'aloch l'mach m'sinai lehuzkut tefillahs. There was no mention of the tefillahs in Lachman Shina. So that's how the Tosfos Rishonim reconciles the two things. That even though the Gemara mentioned before tefillahs, but the mention of tefillahs really was not part of Lachman Shina, and that was just inserted over there. Kefir maskon, after you put the whole thing together, we know that with the change, there's tefillah that comes mikayach the psukim, right? That's what the Gemara mentioned before. But the ikar halacha l'shem Sinai, that the raw halacha l'shem Sinai itself just talked about changes of avoidus, right? Changes of begadim, and that's really all we need for before in order to tell us that must be that the psukim are out of order. Because the number of changes of begadim wouldn't have been five, would have been only three, like the way the Pesukim say. So therefore, Beherch, the Pesukim are out of order. Now, what do you do as far as this, that, when there's a change of begadim, that there's it's necessary to make a tefillah? That's what Lachman Shmuel didn't talk about. And that, the Gemara is asking, what's the source in the Pesukim for?
According to Texas Shem. There wouldn't have been a problem if Rav Chista would have stated the halacha Moshe Mishinai just at five changes.
In Achnam.
Right? There wouldn't have been a problem. So there's no real motivation not to do it that way. Since
he's
saying, question on him.
What?
Since there's no real motivation not to have, for him to have brought halacha Moshe Mishinai as five changes, it is a shtickle question as to why it wasn't brought that way as opposed to five tefillahs.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like he's saying that he's talking a libra de emes, right? That means, in truth, there were five tefillahs, right? But the Lachman Shmuel himself didn't say that. Right? That was only, when you put that together with what you get out of the pasuk, right?
There's no motivation not to have said it the simplest way and the truest way, then it's a shtickle.
However, I mean, any explanation you have, I mean, this doesn't answer the question. It maybe enhances your question. But any way you read it, you have to go away from the simple reading of the Gemara, right? I mean, something doesn't, right? The simple reading of the Gemara is, Rav Chista tells you that, that there's a halacha Moshe Mishinai, and then the Gemara asks, what's the makor for it, right? So something, so something has to give some place, and then I guess there's an underlying question, why? But that, I think,
according to the way Tysus looks at it, so the question is, why is the language of the Brisa different afterwards?
Right.
You're deciding why they say Chamesh, right? They should be talking about changes.
Right. You said my question in a simpler way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Right.
It does sound like Tysus and Tysus Shadim have the Halacha Mesh Messinae almost in opposite ways.
That's what they're saying. Because like I said there is a little bit of a spirit between mm-hmm. the way the Lach is cited and the way the Bryce is. The Bryce is a fairish club.
Right.
Why do we need the Tealers?
Right.
The Lach says. Tealers are for this reason.
As we saw, right, when you have some kind of this type of question, when you have two sources for the same thing, the answer is going to have to be in some way that each source doesn't tell you the full picture. And that's the question, how do you do that? Right? That's Yishonim. Right, telling us differently. Okay, let's carry on now. Okay, let's see. Right, there's a bit of cheshbon over here. Let's see if we can get this. What we need to know is like this. There's two psukim in this parasha over here, which discusses tefillah. We have in the beginning of parasha Acharemos. Pasuk Gimel Buzoisi Avi Yaron LaKodesh. Then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Dalek, he'll put on the big day lovon. This is the big day lovon he's been wearing after the Korban Tamen was done with Big Day Zov. He'll put on the Big Day Lovon. Big Day Kodeshem. V'rochatz b'mayim es b'sori l'veishem. Right? The pasuk over here says that he will be toivel. That's a rochatz b'sori b'mayim. He'll make a tefillah. That's tefillah's kol aguf. Right? He'll immerse his entire body in a mikvah. L'veishem. So it means that he's making a tefillah over here, changing from Big Day Zohov to Big Day Lovon. That's this pasuk over here. And there's another pasuk over here, pasuk that we were talking about before, back. Uvo Aaron el Oyel Moed, pasuk Chav Gimel, this is the pasuk that we were talking about before. Uvo Aaron el Oyel Moed. Now this pasuk over here, he's Moitzi the Kaf and the Macht. And then the pasuk says, Uposhet es Big Day Habod, Asher Lov as Bevoyal HaKodesh, V'nichem Shom. And over here, he's changing, he's removing the Big Day Bod, he's taking off the Big Day Lovan. The next pasuk, b'malkum kodesh, v'lova shet begodim, and he's putting on begodim, his regular begodim, which are the shmoin begodim. See, he's changing from the Big Day Lovan to the Big Day Zohov. And this pasuk makes a mention of rechitza of a tefillah. Right, so these are the two psukim that our Gemara is going to be working with. And as we mentioned, that the first pasuk is talking about a change from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovan, and the second pasuk over here is talking about a change from Big Day Lovan to Big Day Zov. Okay, let's see. Zot the Gemara. Let's see if we can get the Cheshbonis over here. Right, if we have it clear, then we could bypass a lot of confusion over here. Let's see. Zot the Gemara. Tanya, Amrav Yehuda, Menayin L'chomesh Tfilas Asar Kedushin Shetov L'Kohen Gadol M'Kadosh Boi Bayoin. Now, he's talking about two points, tefillah and kiddush. First, we're going to focus on tefillah right now. Right? How do we know, right, that there were five tefillahs with each change of begotten? This is the second pasuk in the Sefer Parasha over here. Ubo Aaron Eloi Modafosh, as Big Day Abod, he removes the Big Day Lovon. V'rochatz b'soy b'mayim, v'makom kodesh, v'lovash b'zbegot v'yotzav also. Holomad, so you learn from this pasuk, Shekol ha-mishana me'avoid la'avoida ton tefillah. Then when a person is changing his begodim from one avoida to another avoida, that requires tefillah. Right, so seemingly this is a source to the tefillah. Right, we'll see more later on. Right, is going to question whether this is a source for all five tefillahs. Mm-hmm. Right, but so far the Gemara is saying this is a source for tefillah when you have a change of begodim. Omar Rebbe. The Gemara continues, Rebbe Sheet, Rebbe is going to argue as a different source. Omar Rebbe, Minayin L'chomish Tfilas Asar Kedushin Shetov L'Kohen Gadol M'Kadosh Boi Bayom Shenemar. Rebbe says that the same issue that you're dealing with, I have a different source. What's his source? Shenemar, Ksenis Ba'al Kodesh Yilbosh, U'mechne Sevayu Al-Basor Ba'am Yachkov, Senes Al Yitztov, M'Kodesh Tehim Rachs B'mayim B'Sor Elevation. This is the pasuk in the Tchilas HaParasha that we mentioned over there. This is the pasuk when you're changing from Big Day Zov into Big Day Lovan. This is the pasuk over here, pasuk Dalid, Big Day Kodesh V'Rochas V'Masim Ulevesham. You change it from Big Day Zov into Big Day Lovan, and he says, "Hol Malta." From here, you learn Shkolam Shan Me'Avoid La'Avoid Ton Tefillah. Right? Seemingly different sources for the same halacha. Right, there's two psukim in this parasha which explicitly talk about tefillah. And so far we have a machlekes, Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, which of the two psukim over here are coming to tell me and act as a source of the chamesh tefillahs. Okay?
Isn't one from Zov to Lovan, and the other one's Lovan to
right,
Zov?
Right, that's true. Right, and we'll see whether that makes a difference or not. Right? V'oimer, this is part of Rebbe talking, V'oimer, and there's an additional pasuk, Big Day Kodeshim. The pasuk over there, right, this pasuk over here, in pasuk Dalid, says Big Day Kodeshim, refers to the Big Day Kodeshim, Hukshu kol abgodim kulon zeloze. All the five begodim are hukash zeloze. Now at this point, anymore, it's not clear what he means to say with this. What does he want? What's this addition that he's adding over here, right? Something missing that still needs help. It's not clear what this is. And we'll see in Hemshchah Gemara what he means to say with this. Now the Gemara continues, and this is, you know, in general terms, according to everyone. V'chomesh avoydes hein. We have five avoydes which are being done. Tomet shel shachar. This is the order of what was done on Yom Kippur. Tomet shel shachar was done first. That was done with the big day zov. The avoydes hayoyim. That the Gemara refers to. That's the the ketores and the domim that goes the fnim, right? The chatas haprimis. Taf machto, actually not that one comes later. The avodas hayom is big day lovan. Then comes the eile ve'eil ha'om be big day zov. As we said, that it's out of order, right? So this, and then kafo machto is with the big day lovan, and then once again another change for the tomos shel ben ha'bayim, which are done be big day zov. Okay, so this is what we have. We have the five changes, and this is the tefillas that was mentioned before, that each one learned from their source. The tefillas were done here, and that's why how we have the number of five tefillas. Now the Braisa continues. The Menayim called field tefillah tzvicha shnei kiddushin. That is the second point over there. Asor kiddushin. The ten kiddushin are two are in conjunction with one tefillah. Uminayim she called field tefillah tzvicha shnei kiddushin. How do we know that every tefillah requires two kiddush adayim aglayims? Tamid loyman uposhat verochatz verochatz velovash. Now this pasuk is the pasuk in the Sefer Parasha over here. Pasuk Chaf Gimel uvo Aaron loymoy uposhat is big day abod verochatz pasuk Chaf Dalid velovash. So the Gemara Dajin's over here. The pasuk says ufoshnat. That's a word in pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk Chav Dalet says starts with verochatz, and then a few words later mentions velovash. The Gemara learns that this verochatz over here in this pasuk, first of all, point number one, this man the Omar, this is Rebbe Shita. Remember, Rebbe learned tefillah from the pasuk in the Tchilas HaParasha. So he's going to be learning that the verochatz in this pasuk over here is not referring to tefillah, it's referring to kiddush. Point number one. Point number two is that he learns the psukim ufosha verochatz v'lo, as if it says verochatz twice. That the verochatz goes back on the poshat, and the verochatz goes on v'lovash, and that's why he sees in this pasuk a source to two tefillahs that come along with every, I'm sorry, two kiddushin that come along with every, right? Because There's a tefillah, a kiddush, which relates to pshita and to levisha. So every change of the godim, which has one pshita, one levisha, there's therefore two kiddushin along with the tefillah, right?
How does he see extra rafita? He says this one is after, yeah, rachatz.
So the way he comes to do this, right, we'll see in the Rashi, not so clear to me exactly what's forcing him to do the Hitla Kosov Ad Rechitza Bein Pshita Lelevisha, that somehow gives him the right to relate the Rochatz to both. Right? In truth, I don't know exactly how that works, you know, what gives us the right to read it twice. You know, and maybe someone knows how that works. But that's how he learns from the pasuk over here, from the fact that the Torah places the rechitza between the pshita and the levisha. That gives me the right to read it both ways, mm-hmm. And therefore ufasha verochatz. Right, that's one reading, and then reading again verochatz velovash. Right, so that's where that this rechitza, which he learns, refers to kiddush, right? Differently than the rechitza in the pasuk before, and in general, rechitza really refers to tefillas haguf. Over here, as we'll see, the Gemara mentioned that according to him, being that this is extra, because his tefillas are all taken care of from other places, so this is an extra pasuk. That's why he has the right to learn that this rechitza over here means kiddush adayim raglayim. So that's why he learned, and therefore this is the source for him. So again, we're going shittas Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the tefillah, the tefillah is from the first pasuk. Now the second pasuk over there in the parasha, which mentions rechitza, is not, according to him, is not referring to tefillah anymore. Tefillah is covered, and therefore this acts as the source for kiddush. the two Kiddush Adayim Raglaims. Okay? So this is so Rebbe Shita, right, is pretty much taking on full form over here, a source for everything, right? So far in Rebbe Yehuda, we only found Tefillah. We didn't discuss anything about Kiddush according to Shita's Rebbe Yehuda. Zot Moravait. The Braisa continues. Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon Oimer Kavo Choymer. Rebbe Shimon is going to give a source for Kiddushin, and it's based on the Kavo Choymer. Umar b'mokam she'en ton Tefillah ton Kiddush. Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon says as follows, that we know that the Pesukim tell us that when a person comes in, every time a person comes in to do Avodah, you need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. B'voyim Eloyel Moed, right? Gishtam, right? In the parish of Kir, over there says that you have to come in to make Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So therefore, he can make the following Kavu Chayim. Ma b'mokam she'en ton tefillah. All year round, when you come in to do Avodah, you don't need tefillah. Akopon with the Raisa, right? The previous Sukkah, Rashi makes mention, now you have to work out the cheshbonis. Rashi, you know, only makes mention according to the sheet of the Esdrabonon. Right? Maybe not. That's what he holds. Right? He's saying, Mokum Shein Tefillah, in Ton Tefillah, Ton Kiddush, Akoponim, all year round, when Kain comes into the Avodah, he only needs Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. He doesn't need Tefillah. Mokum Shein Ton Tefillah, a place where you need Tefillah, Ein Edin Shein Ton Kiddush, shouldn't you need Kiddush? Mean to say that on Yom Kippur, that when you come to do an Avodah, you need Tefillah. So that would seem to suggest that there's a greater requirement of preparation for the Avodah Yom Kippur. So Madach Avodah all year round needs for preparation, but needs Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. So Yom Kippur, which needs greater preparation, definitely needs the preliminary preparation. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Now, Taisa Shana asks an interesting question that maybe we would have asked if we thought about this, that what kind of Kavu Chomer is this, right? On the contrary, right? Tefillah seems to be a greater way of washing yourself than merely your hands and your feet. So how do you know to make a Kavu Chomer that on Yom Kippur you need, in addition to the Tefillah, you need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. Well, maybe the tefillah is substituting Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. All year round, it's sufficient just to wash your hands and feet. On Yom Kippur, you got to wash your entire guf. But to say on top of that, you got to have Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, how do you know to say that? Right? That's what Taisa Shana over here asks. You see this over here? Next line. V'lekele meimah da'at rabba tefillah b'mokam Kiddush. That's what it means to ask, right? Maybe the understanding over here is that tefillah is b'mokam kiddush. That's what it is, right? You're doing a greater chais, you know, greater cleansing, right? A tefillah is kol haguf, and that includes the kiddush adayim raglaim. And that Tzion says, no, you can't say that. Why do tefillah ena b'mayim kedoshim kimoy kiddush shohi mekir? Zok Tzion is an important point that. The Kiddush Adayim Raglaim was done with Mayim Kedoshim from the Kir, and therefore the Tefillah, even if it was done in Mokum Kodesh, but the water wasn't in this Kaddish in a Kli Shoris, so therefore the Tefillah couldn't possibly accomplish what the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim had to accomplish. And therefore, we can't satisfy this, you know, setup of Kal V'Chomer by saying that the Tefillah is taking place, because it's not. The tefillah can't take place. So being at once we accept that the tefillah can't take place, the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, so then we have the right to make a Kavu Chomer. That Madach, normally you need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, on Yom Kippur, definitely need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, because you need something in addition, you need tefillah. That's the Kavu Chomer that he makes. Now the Gemara, let's see, the Gemara continues as follows. Imal alon Kiddush Echod, Afkan Kiddush Echod. So the Gemara granted, okay, you have a Kavu Chomer, which should tell us that on Yom Kippur, that with the change, you need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. But you only know one, right? Because it's a Kavu Chomer. Kavu Chomer is that there's only one Kiddush Adayim Raglaim all year round. Tamid lo imam uvo arno lo moy rufosh as big day habad asher lovash. He learns over here, Right? This is again is that pasuk in the Seif HaParasha over here. There are extra words over here. The pasuk says, "Ufash and Asbigdo Basher Lovash." Right? He should remove the big day love and pasuk of Gimel Asher Lovash that he was wearing. Zot the Gemara, Matam Asher Lovash. What is the pasuk Asher Lovash? Kolum Adam Poishet El Masher Lovash. Definitely, a person only removes what he's wearing. So, what does the pasuk tell us? That he should remove this that he's wearing. Extra words. Elo lahakish pshite lelovisha. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Blazer Bshimin, that I see in this pasuk, in these words in the pasuk means to compare pshite lelovisha. Ma lovisha ton kiddush, af pshita ton kiddush. Right, which means that the Kavah Chomer is a source that Levisha's begodim needs kiddush and daim reglaim, and this pasuk over here, which says Asher Lovash, which is coming to compare pshita to Levisha, is coming to tell us that pshita also has the same requirement of kiddush and daim reglaim that Levisha has, and that's the source for two. Fine. This is the end of the brayis. Right.
What makes the kir water special more than the...
Because the kir was a kli sharis. Right? And by putting it into the kir, right, it's niskadish. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's why, you know, those are familiar, that we know that the kir, that there was a problem every night, that the water in the kir would become nifsal because it was niskadish, and therefore they had to make the mukhni l'kir, right, which is some kind of a pulley system, and that they lowered it into the ground, and by doing that, it prevented it from becoming nifsubalina. Okay, let's see if we could quickly run through the next gemara over here just to tie the loose ends. This gemara over here, right, in other instances, there would have been like a goof over here, or something, because this point, the gemara really is explaining the price. Let's see. Omer Avdim, Nein Lechomish Shfilz, Vesak Dushin, Shtevah Kohen Galim Kaj, Bebe Yom Tam, Lemi Bebe Yom Tam, Lemi Bebe Yom Tam, Lemi Bebe Yom Tam, Kodesh, Hol Mat, Rom Sham, Lemi Bebe Yom Tam, Tfilu. Okay, this is a repetition of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pasuk in the Seif Parsha, right, that's the source for Tfilu, Ben Avoid La Avoid. Fret, Mo Achra, Me Big Day Lov, and the Big Day Zov. Oh, now the Gemara, right, makes this difference. And the Gemara says, well, the Pasuk in the Seif Parsha is talking about a change from Big Day Lov, the Big Day Zov. So if your source to tefillah is from that psukim, so you only know about that change. Right? Now the five tefillahs are also assuming that there's a tefillah when you're changing the other way. May Big Day Zov be the love of Minayin. How do you know that? Now we're going to have to jump a little bit over here to the Maskona because we're pressed for time. The Gemara says, "Ela nafkalei midirebi." Right? If you like six lines down, that's the Maskana of the Gemara. Nafkalei midirebi. Right? That means that Rabbi Yehuda really needs both psukim. It's interesting how in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda mentions one posik, mentions the second posik. Right? But this is how the Gemara makes the cheshbon that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in truth, he really needs both psukim because I need a source for a change both ways, from Zov to Lov and Lovin to Zov. I can't learn one from the next. And therefore, being that I need both, so both psukim are necessary to act as the source of a change from any type of begotten to another requires tefillah.
You mean these two here, these two psukim?
First
and the second.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, no. I mean, yeah, no, this pasuk, right? The Gemara is adding this pasuk. This pasuk of Rebbe, right? Right, Rebbe holds that pasuk. Right. Okay, fine. That takes care of the second type of change according to Rabbi Yehuda in a Hanami, right? He has two psukim. One pasuk talks about the change one way, one turn. No, fine. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara is going to deal with the same question according to Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, as far as we were concerned, we only know Rebbe was learning from the first psukim. The first psukim is to change from Zov to Lavan. Omar Rebbe, right? Minayin l'chamish tefilas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the pasuk. Fine. Ashkecha mebigdei Zov lebigdei Lavan. We're asked the same kind of question, right? Because where we're standing now, Rebbe only is learning from that first, the first pasuk. That pasuk is talking about when you're changing right, from after the Talmud into the Big Day Lavan. Ashkechon me Big Day Zov the Big Day Lavan. Me Big Day Lavan the Big Day Zov. V'nayin, how do you know that? Now, here already, sorry for other reasons, but we can't say he uses the other pasuk because he used the other pasuk already for the Kiddushin. Alright, here, so let's jump down over here to the Gemara. Hainu. You see a few lines down, second to last word on the line. Hainu dikatani va'oimer bigdei kodesh heim v'rochas esvisori b'mayim levesham. Zotimora, that's what Rebbe meant. Remember when there was a piece, he said, va'oimer bigdei kodesh heim hukshu, and we didn't know exactly what that was coming for. Right? Now the Gemara tells us, oh, that's what he meant. Right? He meant with that to say is that pasuk bigdei kodesh heim, that was a hekesh to be makish the begodim zelazet, to tell us that this that we learn in this pasuk, a change from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lavan, is not limited to that. Big Day Kodeshim, any kind of change from one begodim to the next, also require the tefillah that the pasuk over here says. All right, so that's what he meant, Vo'imir. Okay, let's jump down again, if we can. All right, if Tolem is able to handle this over here. Another few lines down. Again, second to last word on the line. Hai betfila. Yeah? This Gemara is going on what Rebbe mentioned, that the Kiddushin are from the second pasuk over there, Berachatz. Fet marakasha, ho betfila ksiv. That pasuk is talking about tefillah, right? Like when we spoke out before. So how do you have the right to learn that pasuk for kiddush? The pasuk is talking about tefillah. Rebbe learns from the second pasuk over here. Remember, ufoshad verochat verochat velovash, but rechitza is tefillah, right? The whole entire guf tefillah is kol guf, not merely kiddush rag malayim. Like Mordechai says, the man in the tefillah the nafkle maybe the kiddushim tnei in the kiddush. Fine, so tomorrow in ena inyan. In an inyan, right? There's such a way of making drashas that in an inyan that if a pasuk is not necessary for what it simply seems to be referring to, you have the right to use it for something else, right? Right? Fine. Frati moro v'licht ve'achmona b'loshin kiddush. Okay, fine, granted, right? But you have a question, right? Like a similar kind of question that Alan asked before. Okay, fine, you know you can do that, but yeah, but why are we making things so complicated over here? Right? Why doesn't the Torah talk? If the pasuk is referring to a kiddush over here, so talk in terms of kiddush. Right? Why are we speaking in a way that we might get confused? And for the more hakamash mal, the tefillah ki kiddush. No, what we want to do is we purposely want to relate the two things, even though that we're referring to kiddush, we want to use the term tefillah because we want to relate the two things. We want to say that there's a comparison to the two. In what way they're compared? We want to say the tefillah ki kiddush. Tefillah has an aspect similar to that of kiddush. Ma kiddush mokum kodesh, af tefillah mokum kodesh. This is the source that those tefillahs, like the stuff we saw, right, will all have to be done in a mokum kodesh. Right? So that's what we learn from kiddush. That tefillah also has to be done in mokum kodesh.
Well, the first one we said didn't have to be, right?
Right. The first one was the first tefillah not.
Right. Mm-hmm. So according to this, how does that work?
The first one, it seems to be the first one is the regular, right? Is the regular tefillah, which
Drabanan, right? That's the tefillah Drabanan, right?
But it's not the Yom Kippur one, right?
So.
Right. So these are our Yom Kippur tefillos. Right.
The Mishnah dealt with that already. The Mishnah said everything's about Kodesh except for the first one.
Right. So he's saying the pshat in the limud is because the limud is referring to the ones that are here, the Kavod Yom Kippur one.
The second don't mention specifically the first one. Like, the second go through the order and right? It's starting from the second starting from already getting addressed, changing from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan.
Right.
It doesn't start with the first one.
Right. That's what we're saying. Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Right, so this is the only, you know, the ones which are special, the Kavod Yom Kippur, have this din that are there, Bechlal, this Hekish. Fine. Okay, just one last thing the Gemara says, and we're finished over here, is that according to Yehuda, how does he know the Kiddushin? It's like the Gemara makes the Cheshvin that Nacham, he'll have to hold like the other man, Rabbi Shimon, who learns from the Kavod Chaymer. Right? That's the Maskonas HaGemara, how everyone holds what they need to know. According to Rebbe learns the tefillos all from the first pasuk over there, and he has a hekesh over there, Big Dekeshem, which tells us that applies to all types of changes. And therefore, the second pasuk, according to Rebbe, is coming for Kiddush. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, Atimura tells us, Rebbe Yehuda actually uses both psukim, which talk about rechitza for tefillah. Itaka needs both, because one pasuk is from one change, the other one is the other change. And according to him, what's the source of the kedusha? In the Chanami, Itaka have to learn from the Kavod Chaymer, at the Gemara says, according to the Blazer of Shimon.